Thanksgiving After Buzzers. Tonight, this is us. We didn't have one Thanksgiving. We didn't have three. We had six Thanksgivings. We went from the past to the present, and there's a ton of love, ton of tears, as usual. So stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I often wonder why. Yes, Paris, yes. I know we're a week late with this song.
Yes. Yes.
But in honor of Mandy Moore and yes. her beautiful wedding, which we'll talk about later, I felt like it would be very applicable.
Yes.
She just sounds beautiful.
I just wish I could say.
You did it. Good job.
But this is a solo now.
Just keep singing so low that nobody can hear you. Is what my dad always
says.
Solo.
Good.
I'm funny, guys. I got jokes for days. Happy Thanksgiving, After Buzzers. We are 2 days away from Turkey Day, but tonight we celebrated early with This Is Us family, and we went through past to present. So I'm excited to chat about you. I'm excited to chat about this
She's
episode
so excited.
With you. I'm so excited I can't talk. My name is Candace Cruz. That I can say.
What's up, beautiful people? Danny Royce here.
Hey guys, I'm Paris Rose.
At least we got our names right.
Yeah.
We did.
We were doing our
much.
British accents earlier before the episode, so I was wondering if any of us would break into it.
Maybe we'll give a little treat
maybe
later.
Maybe we'll give a little treat later. And we also will have some news and all the exciting things that I've seen on Instagram today from Mandy Moore that we'll show to you guys later. And obviously, we always have our tissue moments. We need like a song. We've been talking about this for days. For weeks.
Right.
About needing a song
what
for our
that
tissue moments.
Sarah McLachlan song that just...
No! No!
Just the one with the pet, always the pet social.
Oh,
it
no,
equals
the pet
devastation.
Guys, I can't. I think we should just go into the overview of This Is Us because I can't think of those pets. So tell me what you thought. Tell me what you thought.
Oh, you guys are going to know what I thought. This episode, I know it's a Thanksgiving episode, so I couldn't expect that much. I felt like it was a toss-away episode.
Mm.
However, they had so much happening in this episode. We've got flashes from the past. We've got the present. We've got Randall's dad story. I didn't know we were going to go into him anymore. So
right.
It was a lot of information, but I don't know if I actually liked the way it was constructed this week.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. I rephrase that. It was okay. sorry. But
Sounds
yeah,
like
I
really
feel,
cool.
I feel, you know, along the lines of you, Paris. I mean, I think it was very interesting. A lot of things came out. I mean, like, a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know? A lot of people
things.
Came out.
Yeah.
Two, to be exact,
for this episode.
But yeah, it was an okay one. I did like some of the aspects of the story, like Nikki, as we'll talk about later, and some of the things about that, and him and Jack. So it was good.
I agree to an extent with you guys. I do feel like they were just throwing everything against the wall to see what sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, Thanksgiving, we want a little more heartwarming, we want more family, all of that. I did appreciate that we got more of Miguel, that we've been asking for a while.
We were talking about that,
And I was really pleased that he had not enough of a storyline, but more than what we've seen him being like a contributing character. We finally got to see him kind of as his own character, not helping Rebecca, not helping the Pearsons, not helping Jack, and like the wingman. He actually kind of had his own voice in this episode. One thing I did find interesting that I was kind of like, why do we keep just throwing everything into the stratosphere of This Is Us is Tess.
Yeah.
And I love the way they did it, but it's just, I'm sure we'll talk about it later, but I wasn't like,
right.
I feel like, was it really necessary?
Right.
And did we really need it in this episode? Did she really need two big like bombs dropping on this episode? I don't think so. It's a big Thanksgiving for her, apparently. A very identifiable Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Big Thanksgiving.
But we have six to cover. So I feel like we should just start at the semi-beginning. We'll go to the young Pearsons.
Something like that.
The teenage Pearsons, where they've got college applications, six pies, and a divorcee.
Right.
Yes. I mean, there's a lot going on in that house right there, too.
There was a lot. And
we're six people.
Right. Yeah, and Randall's little thing with his acceptance or his letter. That was just a lot.
Why do you think that they felt that Thanksgiving was necessary to show us with them him going to college? What was the takeaway message?
I don't know. Like, you know, no. I wish I could be creative and be like, well, there was probably an underlying reason. I don't think there was.
Right? I'm just like, maybe they were trying to show us where Miguel was at that point, but it wasn't that revealing. So I'm not sure why they felt this age, this teenage time, was a good time to show
and,
us.
I mean, I guess ultimately, that was their maybe their last Thanksgiving together. As
Jack it was and, last before Jack died too.
Yeah, and then they went off to college and things like that. So I guess it was a staple Thanksgiving for them.
Yes, but I also feel like if that's the case, not that we can ever plan for that happening and to make something more monumental because something like that's going to happen. Right. But like, I just feel like there needed to be a little bit more oomph. Like, I do realize that the reason why it was there was because of Jack. And also, I feel like they needed the tie-in of Miguel with his kids because that led into the later episode, like, the later segment of him being at his kids' house. But I don't know.
It was lacking the typical, this is us meet.
And they randomly throw in the hat. And they're like, you guys are still doing it? Well, yeah, of course we're still doing it. And then it got a little melodramatic for me.
Yeah.
A little soap opera-y.
Yeah, a little bit.
But otherwise, I feel like it was still needed. I just didn't understand the real reason to the whole college acceptance.
Yeah,
I didn't really. I thought that was a little. I mean, at the end, but at the end, it was nice how they tied it together because everything he wrote is pretty much true. But at the same time, the montage. But it's like, really, you're going to go through all that and then answer the question anyway. So.
And the fireman being.
Yeah, there.
I was like, let's be real though. College essays were just a whole like. What?
Right.
Like, the weirdest prompts.
How well can you BS this answer?
How well can you give me 2 pages worth of nothing?
Yeah.
Right.
And make it sound like something?
Yeah.
And then just abruptly end it.
Abruptly
end it. And pay $50 to send it in. Thank you and good night.
Yes.
I do not miss them,
and then
clearly.
Thousands of dollars later.
Exactly. And here you are. But I feel like that's enough of the Young Pearsons. There really wasn't that much in that Thanksgiving. The one Thanksgiving I felt was, like, really pivotal and had a lot of juice and a lot of meat to it, pun intended.
Meat.
Thanksgiving turkey. was the Randall, Beth, Jaywan, Deja, Annie visiting the homeless shelter. And I really thought there was just a lot going on in there.
Yeah.
Deja had her moment. Jaywan had his feelings about things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Jaywan, to me, he was a little extra. I mean, he's just annoying. I get he is good at what he does, and he has a position, and Beth not so much. But at the same time, it's just a different way to go about it. I don't know.
And I was the opposite of Danny. I was super team Jaywan because he was hired for a position. This is his job. And I get it. I mean, Randall wants to be a good husband, but this is not about being a good husband at the moment. This is about winning. And so you can execute all those great plans that you have. But if you don't actually win, if you don't put in the things, if you don't do the things you don't want to do right now, then you might not win. So I felt like you hired him for a reason because he's great. Listen to him. And he doesn't even believe in what Beth is saying. He's just trying to be a good husband. So.
Right. When that came out, that he was just saying it just because, you know, he wants to make her happy. And all that after losing, giving her a win. I'm like, that's just wrong.
Because it's not your...
Yeah.
He got that. It's frustrating for him because he knows that what Beth is saying is completely...
I just don't like whining.
I think it could have been handled very differently.
Yeah.
Like... I think at the end of the day, when it comes to a couple like Beth and Randall, you have to trust that the space is going to hold regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that she needed a win for a moment, but you can't give her constant wins. Yeah. You can't give her W's across the board.
Yeah.
You gotta, like, I think myself, and granted, I've never been in this situation, I've never been a wife, I don't know. I feel like I would be more appreciative with him being honest with me rather than it coming out like this and me resenting him because he was just trying to, like, because to me that's belittling me rather than actually helping me and loving me. Love me with some tough love and be like, I appreciate with what you're doing. Your idea is fantastic. However, it's not good for this situation.
Wait, so are you saying you would have been upset if you were Beth when he told her that or when she figured that out?
I think she was upset for the right reasons. Yeah. I think she was upset because he wasn't being honest with her.
Yeah, for sure.
And what he was trying to do was, I mean, what he thought was best. But again, Randall's a people pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that's what his problem is. And I didn't like the whining from Jaywan, but...
I get where he was coming
from. Like, he really loves this job.
Right.
A lot.
Passionate.
He's very passionate. We gotta be happy for his passion there.
Right.
Yeah, I think he was frustrated. What do you do?
I'm frustrated too.
You know?
Yeah, but in that situation.
Yeah, I'll be frustrated too, but at the same time, like, do you really talk to your boss like that in any situation?
This is politics.
But...
It's different.
Speaking of Beth, though, Renasia Simmons in the chat.
Yes.
Shout out to Renasia. She said, instead of a filler episode, we should have gotten Beth's backstory.
Yes.
Yes. Something more Thanksgiving with her. Yeah. I agree. Totally agree. I think we got a little bit of Miguel, but we didn't get anything about Beth.
Right.
Yeah, we didn't.
Yeah. And then one more thing that I really did love about this little section was Deja. And it was very subtle.
Yeah.
But it was nice. And I think that that's when it's done right, is when it's subtle and it's there right. And there's a purpose and there's a little moment. But it doesn't need to be over pronounced and like...
Mm-hmm.
Hello. But the Thanksgiving text message that she got from her mom in the morning.
Right.
Like, she's going through this whole, like, figuring out the situation with being a foster kid and, like, leaving her mom and saying goodbye and kind of becoming her own woman and her own person. So I get where she didn't text her back, but, like, those little flashbacks of, like, when they were going through the line and Annie being like, you're not supposed to give more than one cookie.
Her voice so cute.
She has the cutest little thing. I just love her. Yes. I just want to pinch her little cheeks.
Yeah, she's adorable. So
but I really like Deja being like, they don't understand.
Right.
It was simple, but powerful.
It was. It was very powerful. And she had this whole, I guess... she remembered where she came from.
Yeah.
Throughout this episode. And I think that's why she ended up texting her mom back because, you know, that's where your mom did the best she could with what she knew how to do. And, at that moment, and everyone's capabilities are different. And I think she just had a grown woman moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She's like, okay, thanks. And I loved seeing that. That was nice. It was subtle and it was beautiful.
Yeah. I loved it.
Everything you guys said, ditto.
Yeah. Ditto.
Pretty much.
Ditto. Well, speaking of being a woman, we'll talk a little bit more about Tess and her becoming a woman. Yes. But one thing that I'm really excited to talk about here in After Buzz is Poshmark. So Poshmark is amazing for women and men alike. You can also buy... They're both. But Poshmark, as you guys know, is an app that you can get on your iPhone, you can get on Android, you can get on all services. But what I love about it is that a lot of us are very, like, being proactive about the environment and really, like, realizing, like, where our clothes go, where our products go, and what happens. And what's amazing about Poshmark is that now you can shop for millions of closets. Everyone has the opportunity to sell and buy and share the wealth and share the style with everyone else. Myself, I love watching YouTube videos. Clearly, I'm on AfterBuzz. One of my favorite YouTubers uses Poshmark religiously, and I love her for it. And she finds the cutest things off of Poshmark. I have just downloaded the app recently, and I am, like, tagging different things. And I'm like, ooh, that would look cute with this. Yes. This would look cute with that. But instead of buying things new, definitely go check out Poshmark. I know that we're coming up on Black Friday, but instead of doing that, on Cyber Monday, hop on over to Poshmark and find some really cool items. You can find vintage items. You can find, like, lightly worn items. Mm. You can download the free Poshmark app. It carries women, kids, and men items, and they're top brands. You can get, I know that there's, like, some really nice stuff, like there's Gucci, and there's, like, Louis Vuitton
but
stuff.
All still affordable.
All still affordable. Lightly used, like, designer items, and then all the way down to, like, Zara, Forever 21, like, anything that you really want, and it's going to fit within your budget. Mm. And you won't believe the deals that you can find. You can find things for, like, someone actually found a Louis Vuitton bag for $300. That's insane.
Yes.
Wow.
That is insane. Louis Vuitton, not $300.
And, yeah. No, $300. Definitely not.
No. and good quality, and it's the easiest way to buy and sell fashion. So if you're not buying, you can also sell. Nice. I recently just did a full-on closet clean out. I know it's not spring cleaning.
It's a new year.
Fall cleaning, new year.
New year, new year.
Get all that old stuff out, and someone else will love it and have it as their own.
Right.
So it makes it easy for both buyer and seller, super fast and easy. And if you see something you want, you can make an offer, which is also awesome. Mm. So if it's not exactly your price range, you can make a legitimate offer on there and check that out.
Negotiate.
So I like it. And you can share your Poshmark different handles with each other so you can find each other on the app. Like, it's Black Friday every day on Poshmark. They offer designer brands, Louis Vuitton, Michael Kors. Ooh, I like Michael Kors.
Michael Kors.
And Tory Burch.
Yeah.
Which is on there as well. For a deal. So, listeners for AfterBuzz, I know I threw a lot at you, but I just love this app, and I think it's so cool, especially with everybody in the holiday season and shopping. Be sure to go, and you're going to get $5 off of your purchase. Just enter the invite code AfterBuzz. AfterBuzz when you sign up, and that's the invite code, so you guys can get $5 off for your first order. And let me tell you that $5 will go a very long way. So go and check out Poshmark, and hope you guys enjoy it.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Thanks for the little.
I want to check me out. Right there.
Well, yeah, I'm getting ready to go shopping in a couple days. I'm rolling up my sleeves because that's going to be a big undertaking for Thanksgiving. Yes. I'm surprised I didn't show Black Friday on here.
I know.
Like, that's fun.
True.
Black Friday shopping is a whole situation.
See, it's too crazy. Yeah, I can't do that anymore.
Oh, you can't anymore?
No, not anymore.
I worked it for many years.
You worked it? I'm sorry. You know, did you know that Michael Kors, though, didn't they buy Versace?
Wait, what?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
$2 billion.
It's not set in stone.
It's not set, but it's out there. So,
Breaking news right here.
Almost.
Yeah. But let's get back into the show.
This is us.
We had six Thanksgiving. So,
yeah. Six.
So we've already covered two.
Yes.
On to the third.
Well, before we get to the third, I wanted to slide in the whole Tessa.
We got to talk about Tessa.
Yeah.
Because she had a big Thanksgiving.
She had a
monumental.
So I knew
coming
it.
Of age.
I was telling you guys when she was sick, I was like, oh my God, I just know that it's.
I had no idea.
It's her period. She was making the same face I made when I first got mine. So I was like, I recognize that face.
I thought it was appendicitis. Because she was holding that side.
That's
and close. I was like, oh no, we're going
that's
to a hospital.
Yeah, that's close.
That could have been number two, the next reason.
Yeah.
Which was already, I'm like, oh, she's a woman. This is great. And then we slide and bam, she is gay. She's a lesbian.
Fall from the tree. With her granddad?
Oh, I was like, where is this coming from? Wait, what?
Was it granddad? Did they not?
No.
Yeah. Well, how do you guys feel about that?
I can't. Like,
here's my thing.
I was not expecting
that. I love the fact that This Is Us is such an inclusive show.
Mm-hmm.
They include race. They include gender. They include all different shapes and sizes, economic classes, mm-hmm. LGBTQ. IA is now added, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I enjoy that they include everybody. Yes. I think that that's one of the reasons why I love the show so much. However, why did that feel like the right timing? And also, is it really necessary?
Mm-hmm.
If it's necessary to the storyline, fantastic. I just felt like it was a little forced.
Mm-hmm.
We've literally been forcing everything of like, miscarriage, let's force it. We're going to force a new IVF. Feels like some of these issues that are hot topic issues are a little more forced rather than organic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm totally fine with that. I think that that's a beautiful thing in that she's identifying that at such a young age.
Right.
Just didn't feel organic.
Yeah.
Right.
It did not feel organic. Like, even the conversation between Kate and her about the period situation. Am I allowed to talk about? Yes.
Yeah. You're a woman. Talk about your period.
I'm just saying. You never know what you can say on air anymore.
Yeah.
But I just felt like the conversation was even forced.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And it was like, I don't know.
I agree. I mean, I enjoy the inclusiveness of everyone.
Yes.
I just felt like I was. In an episode of Oprah, you know, you're gay, like everybody had something.
Bad time to take a drink of water.
But I'm serious, it was like everyone had something that popped up and it was just like, it was just a lot. I don't know if it was necessary, whatever. I appreciate it for what it was, and especially being a young girl. But I just think it was like, I don't know, the timing was just weird. It didn't seem, it just weird.
You just had your period and you're figuring out you're gay at the same time. Yeah. That's a lot.
Like,
at age 12, that's a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
To handle. I didn't even know what guy I liked. It changed daily at that age.
Yes.
And like, I remember that's such a terrifying. They kind of underplayed the period situation because my first time was terrifying.
They kind of did,
Very terrifying. It's and terrifying painful thing. Too. Yes. I was like, where are the tears? Where's like, the shock? Sister.
The pain? The pain? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was, was it very painful first time? It was scary?
It's still painful.
Didn't know what was going on.
Yes.
Right.
My mom had over-prepared me, so I was I know where to go. I know what to do. And I was at a sleepaway camp.
How old were you?
13.
I was nine. I was terrified.
Wow. 9 years.
I was like, what is happening? That's a lot for This Is Us right now. But still, she was not terrified. She had both boxes in her hand, so at least she knew what was happening.
Maybe Beth gave her the talk like my mom, maybe.
But poor Toby.
Right.
He's like,
that was cute. That was actually very cute, and that felt real.
I think she might need some help. The thing that the woman goes through once in a full moon.
Once in a full moon, yeah.
I'm like, that's great.
If it only happened like that, it'd only be one every 6 months.
Exactly.
I'm like, Toby would be like afraid to say the word period. Like, just say it. Come out.
It's the end of a sentence.
Yes.
It's the
end of a sentence.
End of a sentence. Speaking of ending that conversation, let's move on to what else they can find on AfterBuzz TV.
All right, well,
let's
guys,
in the middle of it here,
from periods to now, hey, AfterBuzzers. So, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, like pretty much like all of them, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help.
That's true.
Right, guys? We need the help.
That's true.
We are asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. One or more, all right? By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, because I know I would be, don't be, they are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. And let us know what you did in the comments so we can give you a nice shout out. Let us know. We will shout you guys out.
What else is happening in that chat right now?
Because it seems like it's blowing up. Toby and Kate were so cute this episode. From Billie Jean Girl 24. Yes, they were.
They were. And that's perfect segue into Toby and Kate because I feel like this was their first, like, moment as a couple.
Yeah.
Starting their little family.
Right.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and I think that's why they want to jump on this so much, because they're like, okay, let's see what we can do and, you know, let's take ownership of this. And then when they had Tess stay behind, they were like, okay.
Yeah.
Let's practice our parental skills.
On a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Not an infant.
It'll be just like that.
Exactly like that.
What would you guys grade them?
I think Tate did a good job. I think, although I said the conversation was unnatural, I think she was trying to pull out some Jack Pearson moments and fun stories. It didn't work as well.
No.
But for her first try, it wasn't bad.
I think Kevin and Randall got that gene and Kate kind of missed that.
They might have grown to, you know, being a parent's not easy, so maybe they grew into the whole great monologues and great parenting. You know, Kate has time.
She does have time. I give them a 5.5.
Ooh, harsh.
But that's not that harsh.
Wait, out of 10?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, maybe I give them a 6.
That's like
No, it's not. Because there was not an infant. Like, let's be real here. You got 12 years figure that out in that conversation with that child every single day of your life and their life. There's no diaper changing. There's no crying baby.
Right, exactly.
And he burnt the turkey.
How do you step in the turkey?
Step in the turkey. It's hot. It's hot. How are you not in the hospital with third degree burns if you stuck it in the turkey?
I don't even understand.
Also, how did it still look pristine with just black on top?
It actually did. I thought he was going to say burn the turkey.
And he flipped over the cranberry sauce, which none of the mess was on the floor. He still had time to go to fast food and go get all this fast food and make it back within the time span of that awkward conversation.
Yeah. I mean, was Kate really up there that long? I was
he flew.
He got everything. Popeyes, like, just going at it.
Postmates.
Could
be.
True.
Could Postmates be. In Philadelphia. There you go.
Postmates.
Man, coming in clutch with all that Thanksgiving dinner.
Right. Actually, it made me very hungry. So that was their little Thanksgiving. So
5.5.
5.5. I would say about a 7.
Really? 7.
Yeah.
Y'all are giving them high marks here.
I give Kate A for trying. A for effort.
All right.
Because, you know, she was only, like, doing what she knew best. You know, trying to crack a smile, trying to crack a laugh. And, you know, it's okay. Toby's a hot mess, but it's okay. We love Toby for that. So it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. He is coming back strong.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that he's, like, on the mend. And getting the help that he needs.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell. He seems like he's back to normal, Toby. A little bit of anxiety there, but...
Well, yeah, an anxiety, definitely. Yeah.
But he seems like he's almost... He's like 85% Toby.
Is it just me, or is it kind of an anxiety-driven holiday sometimes when you're planning?
Oh, I'm never planning, so I have no idea. I just show up and eat. So it's like very easy for me.
It's a little work. I mean, I planned, this would be my second year planning Friendsgiving.
Same.
And it goes well. You know, you just don't care too much about it. You know, don't try not to overthink it.
There's just a lot of food. There's a lot of people coming. I got to have enough space. I don't know if I have enough space. I got to have enough chairs.
Hand them a drink. They'll be all right.
All right. Exactly. Alcohol. Got it.
Exactly.
Got it.
Then you're good.
Well, clearly words are not my friend tonight, guys.
Well, 1 second. Billie Jean, girl 24, says, I give it a solid 7. And right. 8 for effort, too. Okay. All right.
Okay, Billy G. All right, y'all. I'll give him a 6.5.
Yeah, bump it up a little bit.
I'll bump it up a point. Okay? Okay. I'm still not giving him a 7, but I'll bump it up. But you know who did have some good pep talks and an amazing monologue in this storyline with Vietnam? We did get some story in the Vietnam situation. Yes. So I will say out of the whole episode, I feel like that's the one that had a lot more like...
Exactly.
Right.
For me.
To it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did you feel about the whole Vietnam?
You know, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed Nikki's monologue. It makes, and you know, it makes total sense where he's coming from and all that. And they can't see eye to eye, him and Jack, which I don't see that happening. But the whole situation with the Vietnamese woman and family and all that. And it just got me thinking about it's like, you know, on the flip side, I remember you brought it up as well, Paris, a couple weeks ago. You know, they're seeing these U.S. soldiers the same way as the soldiers are seeing them, you know, as in invading their home. So to them, they're not just another soldier. It's not just another, like Nikki said, it's not just a son. Mothers and children and things like that. So I totally saw like the dynamics between Jack and Nikki. And I'm waiting to see it grow. Like, because I know it's not going to be good. I think it ruined him.
I think I also, like, before I can see both points of view, at first, when I saw Nikki not help, I was like, who is this guy now? This war has completely changed him. He's kind of cold. He's heartless. It's a kid who needs your help, and you are a medic. But then after his amazing, very long monologue, I also understood where he's coming from. I was at first, where is he going with this captain story? But I see how just this innocent woman that they thought was just this woman who smiles with no teeth and she was great was actually the cause of his captain's death. So I can see how that's traumatic for him. That's a type of PTSD that he's suffering from. Mm-hmm. So I do get where he's coming from. And it does happen in war. Children sometimes are used as weapons. And so... I get how you can't trust everyone, but at the same time, the one thing you can keep in war is your humanity. And so I understand it's a risk to possibly help these children, help these women, but you're human still. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's a stronger thing to still keep your humanity and help. But I've also never been in war, so I don't know how Nikki's feeling.
Mm-hmm. And we never really saw too much of Nikki prior to going into war, so I don't know if he was ever necessarily as loving and helpful as Jack is. I think he's always kind of had some animosity towards Jack in general.
Mm-hmm.
As much as he loves his big brother, I think that that's like something that he probably harbors. And so I feel like that's a trait of his that he can hold as a grudge.
Right.
Animosity towards anyone that is wrong or does something against him through his mind. But I did like the storyline. I'm kind of sad that we don't have another Pearson running around.
Definitely no baby.
You really wanted a baby.
I really wanted that baby. But we are, I think, in predictions. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But I did like to see that storyline play out, so we now know where that necklace came from.
Mm-hmm.
I think that means a lot to Jack, not just for the purpose of like helping that young boy, but I think that was the last conversation that he probably had with his brother is when he was gifted that necklace, and it was like their last like interaction with one another.
And did you see the person snap the picture there?
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we saw all the story come to the full circle of things. And to see them have that Thanksgiving dinner overseas, like it just reminded me how important it is for us to help those that are serving overseas to realize that like those donations of cans of food and turkeys and any type of donation of money does go somewhere, and it goes to those that can't be with their families during the holidays. So, I mean, I think that was a beautiful moment to see them just be able to sit around a table with beers and some turkey and like just
being grateful for little things.
To be alive.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
I do think that this one is setting us up for a lot more to come in future episodes. So I did like that element of it, and Thanksgiving was just like the underlying tone of that, rather than it being like the main
right
focal point like it was with Miguel's family, because that was one rough Thanksgiving.
Oh, that was. It was actually interesting because Miguel's son treated Miguel and Rebecca the way that Kevin used to treat Miguel.
Yeah.
Poor Miguel.
He's just like getting
it from all over the place.
But we kind of have a reason. I think maybe Danny, I'm not sure if, how your standpoint was, but I know Candace, you weren't feeling Miguel. I know Lena wasn't feeling Miguel for a while, and now I feel like we had a reason to. He wasn't a good parent. He admits it. Jack admitted it. He wasn't a good parent. He wasn't there for his kids. He put work over his kids. So I'm like, okay, so we had a reason to kind of feel iffy about Miguel. But everyone deserves a second chance. And I think Miguel is trying to redeem himself. Trying. Clearly it didn't work for his adult children. But
I mean, I always like Miguel.
Okay,
sorry.
So, all right.
I mean, we all make mistakes, unfortunately, you know. And his upbringing, we didn't go too much into that. Yeah. But I'm assuming, you know, his dad worked a lot as well. And, you know, he provided for his family. Although, you know, I love the underlining message where it's like you have to live in the present and appreciate what you have, your family, your friends. Call your mom, tell her you love him, like, or tell you love her, you know, all this stuff. Because, you know, once you work every day, you lose part of yourself. You lose part of your loved ones a little bit. And that's what I think Miguel went through. But it's never too late, you know, and he's asking for that again. And I like how he put his foot down at dinner and stood up. And that was amazing. That moment for me was like, yeah, go Miguel. I loved it. Yeah. He did a great
job. That's weird. His kids kind of see Rebecca as like this homewrecker. And it's weird because as Miguel said, they started like 10 years after Jack died. So I'm like, really, why do his kids see Rebecca in this way?
Because the wife, the mother.
I don't know. I come from a divorced family, so I understand every little bit of this dynamic, because, you know, it is, I think when we finally realize that our parents are human and that they have relationships and that they are trying their hardest, I think if we step back and realize that literally Miguel can't win in any situation just because of the cards that were handed to him. He tried working his butt off. He was not home as much, but it was because he was trying, from his perspective, to protect his family, to take care of his family. His wife at the time did not see it that way. She felt like she was being left alone, abandoned, that he was putting work over her, when in reality, in his mind, he was putting work to put her first. And he was sacrificing being with his family in order to serve them. So it all comes down to perspective again. And like, I think that it's really shitty of people to not just communicate and to explain that, because I think if he would have been able to say that to his kids earlier on, like, he made efforts. He did cards, he did everything. I don't think that it was very fair of his wife to pit her kids against him. And I feel like that is something that happens way more than talk about. I think one parent or the other pits the other parent against the kid. The kid doesn't know which way to go. They're torn. So I can understand where all of this is coming from. But the way that the adult son is handling it, I think, was really bad. I think it was poorly done. I think he needed to be put in his place. And like, I just felt for Miguel, and I was so happy that he finally stood up for himself, because he's trying so hard to make Rebecca happy, and then in turn, Kevin thinks that he's replacing his dad. And then on the other token, his own kids don't like him because he's trying to find happiness. So he's literally just trying to live his life and be a good person, and everyone sees it as a bad decision. Like,
I totally agree.
Just really crappy.
I feel bad. But I think his daughter, in the end, when she grabbed his hand, I think that was their sign that she finally understood. I don't know what the son is feeling. It might take him more time, but I was happy that she understood where he's coming from.
And it's like, it comes a point in your life. Like, I'm also, my parents are also divorced, and it happened when I was younger, but comes a time in your life where you have to be like, okay, I'm an adult now, And I mean, that guy, his son was like, what, 30s or late 30s?
He's so I
was
37, 38, maybe.
I'm like, it comes a time in your life where you have to just be like, okay, you're an adult. Whatever happened in the past is in the past, mm-hmm. and we're moving forward. You're still alive. You're my father. You're trying to come into my life. I accept that.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't have that. You know, people don't even know who their father or anything like that. So just count your blessings. Six Thanksgivings.
Six Thanksgivings. We still have one more, 9 minutes left. We have predictions and we have some news. So let's just cover the last Pearson Thanksgiving, full circle.
Yes.
So we already did all six Thanksgivings, but the Pearson, we're just rounding out as a plus one.
Right.
Where they all came together and had the bear, and I thought that was really
cool. That was dope.
I wasn't expecting Kevin and Zoe, so that was very cute with the bear.
Yeah. I was, when she said, what is the bear doing at the table? He's like, and it's a surprise. So I was like, what exactly would she be doing with that? But yeah, I really like that.
Guys, you know what else we forgot though?
What?
William!
Yes. How can we forget William?
William Thanksgiving!
Yes.
Yes.
That was an interesting Thanksgiving.
How so?
Also huge.
How
so,
sir?
I you know, Jesse, this is the guy.
Yes.
I like...
We can talk like this for a little while. No, we're talking about Jesse.
We can talk like this for a little while.
We can talk like this.
Well, I thought it was nice. It was very nice to show older gays, like finally on TV. It was absolutely like stunning. I didn't expect that, because we constantly see, you know, younger people. And younger relationships start, you know.
Yes.
And it was good. It was a left, you know, a curveball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This it was definitely a curveball.
Has done it again. So not only are they old, not only are they gay, but they're older gay men.
Where's your
men.
British accent?
Oh,
we have to talk.
Not
in a British
only
accent.
Are they gay, but they're just actually say. Older and interracially gay.
Yes.
Interracial gay older
interracial.
Couple.
Yes.
It's so hard to actually keep up.
And William wasn't gay earlier in his life. He had a son, and he was very much in love with his wife.
Absolutely.
So the fact that he randomly falls in love with this man, I think, is fantastic, because that means love is just love.
Love
and
is love.
And William was jealous.
Oh, so
that was
cute.
So funny. He was playing the piano. He looks and he's like...
But you know what I love, too, is that... Oh, I'm so sorry. What I love, too, is that when you're older, you just realize that there's no BS.
Yeah.
So he automatically... He's not, like, bleeding around the bush of, like, oh, he's jealous. He's like, calm down.
Yeah.
Don't be jealous.
Yeah.
I know you're into me.
Yeah.
Let's be real here. It's up front. You invited me over for dinner. We talked about my situation, my addiction.
Very mature.
Like, you're a great man. I feel like you deserve the true story. He shows up. The fact that he shows up is huge.
Mm-hmm.
That alone, like, come on. Let's not beat around the bush of like, I like you, you like me, but I'm not going to tell you.
Right.
They just were very, I loved it.
Yeah. It was definitely a curveball.
It was
though.
Cute.
I was
little
not
love story.
Mm-hmm.
How are our British accents, guys?
Oh, well, I feel like yours is actually quite beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just not sure how mine is. I lose
yours
it.
Is,
I lose it. Every third word, I kind of lose it.
You're like very...
Very posh.
Very posh.
Very posh.
If there's any people, English people in the chat, like, let us know if we suck.
Yeah, let me know.
Are we butchering this?
You sound like the queen.
I found out what a biscuit was the other day, so I was like...
Biscuit.
A biscuit.
You find
I thought it was a cookie. But it's not a cookie. It's like the way it was explained to me is that it's like the bottom of a cheesecake type of graham cracker situation.
Yeah,
and they made it into like a biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's multiple types of biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
A cookie is a type of biscuit. I had no idea.
Biscotti.
We're learning all about all the foods for Thanksgiving. Okay, I can stop with the accent. I tried. It was a valiant effort. I think if I kept trying, it could get good.
Yeah.
But guys, we covered all the Thanksgivings.
Wow.
Looky there. Before we get into predictions, let's do our tissue moment.
Tissue. Yes.
Do we have the Sarah McLachlan song?
Sad music. No.
No, we don't.
Okay.
Nope.
I'm going to start it because I'm holding it.
Yeah.
I'm going to give...
One.
And two.
Oh. Okay.
And it's going to be for Miguel. Because that one really hit home for me. I really enjoyed the truth to it. And it kind of made me angry in the best way possible. Because I feel like those are conversations that we don't have, that a lot of times adult parents don't have with their adult children. Mm-hmm. And adult children are still afraid of their parents or still have feelings about a certain type of way that they were raised or whatever their situation is. Everybody has a situation growing up. Everyone has something that has formulated their life, whatever that may be, whether it's divorce, it's death, it's being a middle child, a younger child, an older child, being a foster kid. Everyone has their own stuff to deal with. Mm-hmm. And I think it was beautiful the way that it was handled to see adult conversations happen in at Thanksgiving, and that stuff happens at Thanksgiving.
Yes, like, it does.
The drama comes out. Moved out of their home and go back home. Conversations about politics should just stay off the table. Heartbreaking conversations should not happen. But I do think it was like a really like one tier moment for me. And then I also will give one to Nikki because that monologue was beautiful. Michael Ungaro, you always bring it home, sir.
All right. Well, go ahead, ladies first.
Oh, okay. Hit me with the curveball right there. I'm gonna do one. And although a lot of dust flying from that, although it was kind of unnecessary, I don't see where it fit in. But Randall's college speech, his essay, I actually liked it. I agree that the question was flawed. Really, there isn't one person that can impact your life. I think that's a very hard question. And I think little teen Randall is brilliant because I would have answered it like, my mom, she's great. But really, there's a lot of people who've impacted, I think, everyone's life. So I liked his story. I liked about the acquaintances and strangers, how they all mean something. I believe that as well. And it just it gave me the chills. So not a tear, but it gave me the chills.
I wonder how many people will use that for their college entrance
essay. Right? Exactly. Yeah.
Did you watch that This Is Us episode?
All right. I'm going to grab one.
Oh.
Is two heartwarming? What is two?
One's just like a
Yeah, okay.
You're literally just saying
one to five. Five is when you cry a lot.
And a half.
And a half.
Okay. One is heartwarming.
So I'm going to give that to the Vietnamese woman, even though we don't know her name. When she gave Jack the necklace, it was so heartwarming because despite of the war that they're in, despite of everything that's going on, she trusted him enough to let him inside, which is like something that, you know, you just don't do, especially her dad, or I would assume her father, was in there with her. She trusted Jack with her little boy. So when she gave him the necklace, it was a touching moment, and it was still love, and it was humanity, and it was so much going on, even around all the chaos.
Well, guys, I want to move over with the tissue moments and keep with the tissue moments. So give me your tissue. I got one, two, three, four. No, not the halves. Five, because Mandy Moore got married this weekend.
Woo, congrats, Mandy.
Congrats.
So beautiful. For her. She looks so beautiful. We have some photos that she has graciously shared with all of us on Instagram, so go and check her out. Mandy Moore MM on Instagram.
So
she was absolutely stunning. Like, I get chills. Her dress was pink.
Yes. And so vintage looking. Nice. I love it.
It is
I feel
very
like
vintage,
she's right? just like, that's Rebecca right there.
Yeah. Honestly, it looks like I thought it was a scene from This Is Us.
Wow.
It's when so I first beautiful. Saw that. And her husband and her are the cutest.
She's got flowers in her hair.
Like,
down
look at
her. I look at her flutting shorts. No, her pants.
I know. Those
I
pants.
Love beautiful. And then on top of it, oh, and look at that archway. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Like, how could you ask for more? Such a beautiful wedding.
Very unique.
And not like star studded. It was really like actual close family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
No one from the cast was actually invited.
Really?
Yeah, I was surprised. It wasn't a star studded. She had a very intimate wedding. So
she didn't invite any of her castmates? Really?
They'll probably have another something.
I'm sure. I was like, wait a second.
I know.
They're family.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Wait a second. But we also have a little video clip for you that her and her husband sang to each other.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh my god. So cute.
Oh, thank you to Extra for, or is this Access Hollywood?
Access
this is
Hollywood.
Access Hollywood for the clip that we found on YouTube. So the two of them serenaded each other.
Nice.
To Willie Nelson's Things Something. It might have been.
In perfect harmony? No. Anyways.
But it's beautiful.
That's awesome.
And the romantic kiss, like, I feel like it was just very much uniquely them.
Yeah.
And it looked kind of like their house behind them.
Yeah.
Because they have a beautiful, like you can see their home and everything online, too. And they share some of that. So, Beautiful, beautiful moment. We love you, Mandy. Congratulations. And then going into predictions, because we're running out of time. Quick.
Lightning fast predictions.
Not me first.
Not you first. Okay.
And now I've got nothing.
I think we're going to find out how Nikki dies next episode.
Yeah.
I think that that's going to be a huge bombshell. Mm-hmm. And that's going to happen. So I think that is my prediction. We're going to finally see how that ends and how Jack deals with that.
I agree.
I think maybe Sarah Tess will tell her parents that she is a lesbian. Yes. And I think they're going to handle it in a great way, of course. They're good parents, so I think they'll be fine. But I do think Randall and Beth are going to have a little bit more issues since Randall's not being honest. Mm-hmm. Beth is still kind of disappointed about losing her job, so I think it's going to get rocky there.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. I think we're going to see a little bit more of Beth's backstory. And that's it. You guys took all mine.
Guys, we got all the tissues on the table. Thank you so much for spending your Tuesday evening with us every single week. We love you guys. We loved this This Is Us episode for Thanksgiving, giving me all the warm feels for Thanksgiving on Thursday. So happy Thanksgiving from all of us to you. Also, be sure if you've been watching us on YouTube to hop on over to iTunes and Spotify and listen to us on the podcast. Give us 5 stars and make sure to comment and subscribe to that so you can hear all of our after shows and you can listen to our beautiful voices again. And if you're listening to us, hop on over to YouTube and watch us and subscribe like we said earlier. And you can follow me on all my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
And you can follow me everywhere at I Am Danny Royce.
You can follow me on Instagram at Paris Rose and on Twitter at Paris Rose TV with 2 R's.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving on 3. Happy Thanksgiving. 1, 2, 3.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz, see you later.
'The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.